Okay, and then we have the praise song number 2064, O Lord, You're Beautiful. Clap your hands and sing for joy.
Christ is in our midst and in our lives.
Clap your hands and sing for joy.
Christ calls us to worship and praise.
Let's worship together.
Let us pray. Risen Christ, be present in our lives and in our worship. Help us recognize and celebrate your presence. Grant us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may answer the call to be your disciples and bring your message of love to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Sounds perfect.
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be bringing us the morning message. I am Kylie Haynes, worship leader for this morning.
If we could have our children come up at this time. Well, I don't have to ask you what today is, because you all know what today is, right? Mother's Day. That's right. That's right. Can you tell me what your very favorite thing is about your mom? Tell me.
She plays outside with us.
She plays outside with you. Awesome. That's important. Yes. Arianna? Oh, very good. She's very, very nice, and she subs at our school sometimes. That's awesome. That's amazing. What else?
She helps.
What's that?
She helps.
She helps you. That's a good mother. What else? Anybody else got something? The very best thing? I'm going to be sharing some crazy ones up here this morning. At some kids, you know, when you're about 5 years old or 6 years old in school, and they have the little sheet that has all kinds of questions, and you get to answer, and sometimes it's pretty funny. Our moms are very special, aren't they? Moms are very special people. They help us to do what's right, don't they? Sometimes they have to correct us. Is that right? Once in a while. Once in a while. We don't always like that. But you know, then when you grow up and get to be a mom, you're going to say, oh, I know exactly why my mom said that or did that. Your moms keep you safe. They might help you with homework. They help you with troubles. They help you with questions. Do any of you, does mom ever teach you how to cook something maybe in the kitchen? Or Yeah, show you how to make things. Yes?
My mom taught me how to cook vegetables if I needed to, but sometimes she even lets me help in the kitchen.
Very nice if she helps, lets you help in the kitchen, and she's teaching you some things so that you know how to do that, and you're all going to be great individuals when you grow up, because you have wonderful mothers that help you to learn and grow and to know Jesus. Because you're all here this morning, right? You're here because moms and dads encourage us to come and learn more about Jesus. We are grateful that you're here today and that your family has chosen to be here today. And we have our cheering section over there. I forgot to tell you, we have cheering over here. That's good. That's a good thing. All those smiles. I'm going to tell you, from being a mom and being a grandma, one of the best gifts you can give is a smile. Anna, thank you. We love those smiles. We love those thank yous. So remember that today as you get to enjoy the rest of the day with mom. And we just thank the Lord for you, every one of you. As well. Let's have a little prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for these kids, for every one of them, for their parents, and especially as we honor moms today. Give them all the strength, the perseverance, the grace, Lord, moms, that they would need. And Lord, we are just so proud of each and every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much. Oops.
To all the mothers and all the women who have cared for us, to the grandmothers, spiritual mothers, and the waiting mothers, to the foster moms, to the single moms, to the stepmoms, to the mentors, friends, guardians, and guides, to those who loved us, taught us, and showed us the way, to those who cared for us, held our hands, and watched us grow, to those who experienced blessings this year and those who went through losses, to those who Yurik women, all those around us, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your courage, your kindness, and your faith in God. Thank you for shaping us, nurturing us, and walking with us through life. Thank you for showing us what it looks like to love and follow Jesus. Thank you for your prayers, your wisdom, and never giving up on us. Thank you for boldly stepping into this high and holy calling. Thank you for the long nights and the short years, and for the incredible joy. Whether this is a day of reflection, rejoicing, or remembering, we acknowledge you, we honor you, and we thank you today. Happy Mother's Day.
Gave me a drawer in your kitchen.
Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued the nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Singing praises to God, singing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all earth, sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations, God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nation assemble as the people of God of Abraham, of the God of Abraham. For kings of the earth belong to God, he is greatly excited. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you. What a nice, wonderful surprise this morning. That was wonderful. Thank you to all who made that happen and for all the kids. Let's bow now for a word of prayer. The altar is open if you'd like to come and pray. We praise you, O God, for your gift of motherly love, both gentle and fierce, both strong and humble, both kind and true. For mothers who have joined you in heaven and whom we miss dearly this day, we give you thanks. For mothers who work day and night to raise and care for their children, we give you thanks. Lord, I pray for single mothers everywhere. Bless them with the power through your Holy Spirit to raise their children with grace and wisdom and truth. During moments of difficulty and despair, remind all mothers of the promises from your word to strengthen and encourage their souls. Remind our mothers today that you are here for them and will guide them each day. May they take their burdens to the cross and rely upon you for their source of strength and help during times of need. Lord, I pray for women who desire to become mothers. Hold them close in your arms and give them the comfort and strength they need each day. Let them know that you have not forgotten them, and you know the desires of their heart. Restore their mind, soul, body, and spirit. Remind them of your goodness and love for them. Lord, I pray for working moms, that you'll give them the strength to keep going during moments of fatigue and stress. Calm their hearts and minds through your word. Help them release all cares and worries and concerns to you. And may you guide their hearts with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Surround them with a godly support system that will encourage them and remind them of your great love for them, their children, and families. Lord, I pray for stay-at-home moms. Strengthen them each day as they seek to serve you in their homes. Bless them as they care for their families with diligence and delight. May they walk in your wisdom and grace as they perform their tasks for your glory. Remind them of your love and faithfulness that they may experience your joy and peace each day. Lord, I pray for expectant mothers all over the world. I ask that you will keep their children safe in their wombs as they patiently await their arrival. Thank you for the joy they will experience as they prepare for their children's birth. Calm their minds and strengthen their bodies as they seek to raise their children in your wisdom and truth. Lord, bless all new mothers everywhere. You have given them the blessing of a new life to care for. Please equip them with the grace and wisdom they need to be the best mothers they can be. Surround them with seasoned and experienced mothers who can help them grow in their walk with you and grow as new mothers. Give them the strength and encouragement they need each day. Lord, I pray for mothers who are grieving, whether they're mourning the loss of a friend, family member, or a precious child. Comfort them with the strength and comfort that only comes from you. Be ever present with them during this time of difficulty and remind them of your never-ending love for them each day. Lord, I pray for mothers who are dealing with the pain of a prodigal child. Embrace them in your tender care, and may they receive your comfort and strength. Help them to not give up on their children, but to patiently wait for them to return home. Remind them that you have not given up on them, and that you love their children with an everlasting love. May she lean upon you each day as she loves her children with your unconditional love. Lord, I pray for adoptive mothers, foster mothers, step up to the plate mothers. Thank you for how they faithfully serve you and their children. Thank you that you are the ultimate example of adopting us into your loving family. Thank you for choosing us as your children. I pray that adoptive mothers will hold firmly to the promise in your word and will continue to look to you for help, hope, and strength as they raise the wonderful children in their care. Lord, I pray for your loving protection to guard all mothers. Guard them and keep them in all their ways. Watch over their going out and their coming in. Give them the physical strength and stamina they need to accomplish what you have purposed for them to do as mothers. Protect them from the schemes of Satan, and may your favor and protection surround them as with a shield. Lord, we thank you that you are here with us today in this place, that we worship you, that we honor you, and thank you for this precious gift. We ask, Lord, that you fill us with your peace, your love, and your hope this day as we remember the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And now we have our choir anthem, Thanks to God for Mother. Yes, go ahead and make your announcement.
And now we are going to have the children coming up, please. They're going to join the choir, and we're going to sing a Happy Mother's Day song.
Thank you.
Scripture reading this morning, I want to share with you because this is Ascension Sunday, and I want to share with that before I share a brief Mother's Day, some readings and a couple of tributes to moms. And our scripture reading is from Luke chapter 24.
Luke chapter 24, verses starting with verse 44. 44 through 53. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." And then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. And then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually in the temple, praising God. The word of God for the people of God. Your message this morning is going to be more like a tribute. And I am thankful again for all of the many tributes that you've given us as a precious gift this morning already. There are several readings here, and I'm just going to share some of them. Some of you may have heard some of this, and some of you may have not. The title of this reading is "What Happened Here Today?" One day a man came home from work to find total mayhem at home. The kids were outside, still in their pajamas, playing in the mud and muck. There were empty food boxes and wrappers all around. As he proceeded into the house, he found an even bigger mess. Dishes on the counter, dog food spilled on the floor, a broken glass under the table, and a small pile of sand by the back door. The family room was strewn with toys and various items of clothing, and a lamp had been knocked over. He headed up the stairs, stepping over toys to look for his wife. He was getting quite worried that she might be sick or something had happened to her, perhaps. He found her in the bedroom, still in bed with her pajamas on, reading a book. She looked at him, up at him, and smiled and asked how his day went. He looked at her, bewildered, and asked, "What happened here today?" She again smiled and answered, "You know, every day when you come home from work and ask me what I did today..." "Yes," was his reply. She answered, "Well, today I didn't do any of it." Now, I talked to you children that were up here a little while ago about children's perspectives about mom. I'm going to share with you some perspectives that I found here that children had written. The following are different answers given by school-age children to the stated questions. And the first one is, why were mothers created? First answer was, she's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. Secondly, well, think about it. It was the best way to get more people. Thirdly, mostly to clean the house. How were mothers made? First answer was from dirt, just like the rest of us. Secondly, magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. The wisdom of children, right? And thirdly, just the same as I was made, except bigger parts were used. Why were you given your mom and not some other mom? The first answer was, we're related. Secondly, she likes me a lot more than other people's moms like me. What ingredients are mothers made of? The first answer was clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world and just one dab of mean. Secondly, they had to get their start from men's bones. Then they most likely used string, I think. What kind of little girl was your mom? The first answer, my mom has always been my mom and none of that other stuff. Secondly, I don't know because I wasn't there, but my guess would be pretty bossy. What kind of little girl was your mom? Thirdly, the answer, they say she used to be nice. Us as moms can really relate to all those things, right? How did your mom and dad meet? First answer was, mom was working in a store and dad was shoplifting. The second answer, my mom was just walking in the street and my dad found her. Obviously, she was lost, right? Yeah. What did mom need to know about dad before she married him? The first answer, his last name. That's important, isn't it? Yeah. Secondly, she had to know his background. Like, is he a crook? Does he make at least $800 a year? Did he say no to drugs and yes to chores? Why did your mom marry your dad? First answer was, my dad makes the very best spaghetti in the world, and my mom eats lots of spaghetti. The second answer was, she got too old to do anything else. Nice. Thirdly, my grandma says that mom didn't have her thinking cap on. I told him at KPAC this morning, it's been a long time since I've heard that phrase. Our teachers way back in the day used to say, now put your thinking cap on. So it brought back some memories. What makes a real woman? First answer, it means you have to be really bossy without looking bossy. Who's the boss at your house? The first answer, mom doesn't want to be boss, but she has to because dad is such a goofball. The second answer is, who's your boss at your house? Mom. You can tell by room inspection. She sees the stuff under the bed. Who's the boss at your house? I guess mom is, but only because she had a lot more to do than dad. What's the difference between moms and dads? Moms work at work and work at home, and dads just gotta work at work. Second answer, moms know how to talk to teachers without scaring them. Thirdly, dads are taller and stronger, but moms have all the real power because that's who you gotta ask if you wanna sleep over at your friend's. What does your mom do in her spare time? Firstly, mothers don't do spare time. And second, to hear her tell it, she pays bills all day long. What's the difference between moms and grandmas? About 30 years, I think. And secondly, you can always count on grandmas for candy. Sometimes moms don't even have bread on them. Describe the world's greatest mom. First answer, she would make broccoli taste like ice cream. Secondly, the greatest mom in the world wouldn't make me kiss my aunts. And thirdly, she'd always be smiling and keep her opinions to herself. Is anything about your mom perfect? The first answer, her teeth are perfect, but she bought them from the dentist. Secondly, her casserole recipes, but we hate them. Is anything about your mom perfect? Just her children. What would it take to make your mom perfect? Number one, on the inside, she's already perfect. Outside, I think some kind of plastic surgery. What would make your mom perfect? Diet. You know, her hair. I dye it. Maybe blue. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean and eating all my vegetables. I'd get rid of that. And we've probably got many more to tell in this room, right? We've got many more stories to tell. For sake of time here, I'm going to make this a little shorter. I want to move to something a little bit more serious, and we're looking at scripture from Proverbs. And this scripture talks a little bit about husbands as well. From the Old Testament, her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. And Paul's words in the New Testament, in the same way, a husband should love his wife as much as he loves himself. A husband who loves his wife shows that he loves himself. None of us hate our own bodies. We provide for them. We take good care of them, just as Christ does for the church. So each husband should love his wife as much as he loves himself. and each wife should respect her husband. In fact, the Apostle Paul raised the bar when he said a husband should love his wife as much as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. I thought this was kind of a good story. It might seem like it's going off track for a minute, but it's called the banana oil gun. This man who wrote this, Charlie Shedd, he wrote his son a series of letters to give him some practical advice about marriage. And they actually published a book called Letters to Philip. And here's one of the most moving chapters. Dear Phil, I used to hunt ducks with a man who had a thing about his guns. He also had a thing about my gun. He polished his with some kind of special oil which smelled like bananas. And he chewed me out in the blind whenever the ducks weren't flying because my gun didn't smell like bananas. In fact, my gun even had some scratches on the brown part. It also had some terrible stuff called pitting in the barrel. And he said this was because I didn't clean it first thing when I got home after the hunt. But there were some good reasons why I kept hunting with this firearm perfectionist. He was a member of the best duck lease on the river, and I wasn't. He was also chairman of the board at our church, and we could talk business to and fro. The third reason wasn't so good. He and his wife were having some trouble, and I hoped that as we talked, maybe there'd be something that would be able to help him save his marriage. But as it turns out, she gave up, and they did get a divorce. It was one of those cases that could make a grown man cry. There he would sit in his beautiful den, antelope heads, stuffed pheasants, lush white rug made from the hide of a mountain goat, cabinet full of beautiful guns all polished with oil that smelled like bananas. He would stand there by the case, taking them out, handling them with tender, loving care. And then he would remember the way my gun looked and take off again on one of his lectures about the care of guns. This never failed to shame me, and I would go home determined to get out my gun and clean it like it had never been cleaned before. But do you know what happened? When I arrived home, my wife would be waiting for me at the door. And then we would sit down in the chair and we would hold hands and visit and talk like that. In less time than it takes to look into her eyes, I completely forgot my noble resolve to love my gun with more devotion. The other day, as I was thinking back on all this, a great idea occurred to me. Funny, isn't it, how we so often get these brilliant thoughts too late? What happened was that my banana oil brother would always include in his lectures at least one reference like this. I just can't understand how a man could invest so much in a gun and then let it go to pot. The thought that came to me was, why didn't I figure out how much it actually cost him to love and appreciate his wife? Courtship expenses, movies, flowers, dinners, gifts, postage, the wedding, all the food, clothes, medicine. It really would be a tidy sum. Then I could have said, my dear friend, you're absolutely right. Let us now turn your brilliant observation to other things. Isn't a man a fool to invest so much from your heart into a marriage and then let it go to pot? He sure would be, wouldn't he? The scriptural ideal is for husbands to recognize their wives' character and charity. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all, as it says in Proverbs. And then to share this. The young mother set her foot on the path of life. Is this the long way, she asked. And the guide said, yes, and the way is hard. And you will be old before you reach the end of it. But the end will be better than the beginning. But the young mother was happy, and she would not believe that anything could be better than these years. So she played with her children and gathered flowers for them along the way, bathed them in the clear streams, and the sun shone on them. And the young mother cried, nothing will ever, ever be lovelier than this. And then the night came and the storm, and the path was dark, and the children shook with fear and cold, and the mother drew them close and covered them with her mantle. And the children said, Mother, we are not afraid, for you are near, and no harm can come. And the morning came, and there was a hill ahead, and the children climbed and grew weary, and the mother was weary. But at all times she said to the children, a little patience, and we're there. So the children climbed, and when they reached the top, they said, Mother, we would not have done it without you. And the mother, when she lay down at night, looked up at the stars and said, this is a better day than the last, for my children have learned fortitude in the face of hardness. Yesterday I gave them courage, today I have given them strength. And with the next day came strange clouds that darkened the earth, clouds of war and hate and evil. And the children groped and stumbled, and the mother said, look up, lift your eyes to the light. And the children looked and saw above the clouds an everlasting glory, and it guided them beyond the darkness. And that night, the mother said, this is the best day of all, because I have shown my children God. And the days went on, and the weeks, and the months, and the years, and the mother grew old and was little and bent. But her children were tall and strong and walked with courage. And when the way was rough, they lifted her, for she was as light as a feather. And at last they came to a hill, and beyond they could see a shining road and golden gates flung open wide. And the mother said, I have reached the end of my journey, and now I know the end is better than the beginning. For my children can walk alone, and their children after them. And the children said, you will always walk with us, mother, even when you have gone through those gates. And they stood and watched her as she went on alone, and the gates closed after her. And they said, we cannot see her, but she is with us still. A mother like ours is more than a memory. She's a living presence. Your mother is always with you. She's the whisper of the leaves as you walk down the street. She's the smell of bleach in your freshly laundered socks. She's the cool hand on your brow when you're not well. Your mother lives inside your laughter. She's crystallized in every teardrop. She's the place you came from, your first home, and she's the map you follow with every step you take. She's your first love and your first heartbreak. And nothing on earth can separate you, not time, not space, and not even death. And one last story before we close. Mother accepted my friends as they were, and they loved her for it. They liked the way she listened to their troubles and the clear advice she gave them without preaching. She made treasures out of simple things like clothes or crafts or cooking. An incident happened when I was 12 years old that made me appreciate Mother more. Up until that time, I had accepted her without realizing how very important she was to me. Mabel, who was almost 13 years old, had asked me to go wading in Bill's Creek with Olive, Irene, and Esther. We, 12-year-old girls, planned to take some snacks and picnic on the creek bank. However, I'd forgotten to tell Mother about our plans for lunch. All of us lived along Red Hill Dirt Road. My home was the last house before the creek. When the girls stopped for me, Mabel said, don't forget your cheese and crackers. Hanging my head downward, I flushed, The blood pounded in my temples. I had forgotten to tell my mom about the food. Mom, can I have something to eat to take along? I don't really have anything that's suitable for a picnic, her mom said. You need food that's easy to handle. We've enough cheese and crackers for everyone, Mabel assured me, and we headed off for our afternoon adventure. At the creek, Mabel laid the food on the sand at the water's edge. We began wading and splashing in the cold, spring-fed stream. Although we held our skirts above our knees, the hems of our dresses were soon water-soaked. The water's coldness at our feet and legs made our teeth chatter on that hot summer day. My foot slipped off a rock. I tumbled into the icy water, shivering and shaking from head to toe. I hurried to the sandbar to absorb some of the sun's warmth, and soon the other girls began to chill and got out of the water to bask in the sun as well. Look, Olive yelled, our lunch. The crackers are floating and the cheese is wet. We hungry girls had no luck trying to eat the soggy crackers, but we chewed the cheese and shook in silence. Then there was a soft voice behind us, and we turned, and it was Mom. I thought you girls would be hungry by this time, she said. I brought you a basket of food. Mother handed each of us two warm biscuits filled with bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Mom had a biscuit sandwich with us, but she didn't gobble hers like we did. I'll bet the president isn't eating this good, Esther said. Mrs. Hunt, this is the most delicious food, Irene said to Mom. These biscuits are so good, Olive declared. I could eat a dozen of them. You knew we would be hungry, Mabel said. Garnet, Irene said as she smiled at me, your mom is a prize. We all knew what it took to bring us such a treat. In those days, Mom had to build a fire in the cook stove to get the oven hot enough to cook the biscuits, and then she stood over that heat to fry bacon for us. Mrs. Hunt, what can we do for you? Mabel asked. I know, we'll stop by your house and wash the dishes. They're washed, Mom told her. I cleaned up everything before I left. Before long, it was time to gather our picnic and go home. We'll walk back with you and I'll carry your basket, Olive said as she jumped to her feet and snatched up the basket in which Mother had carried her gift. I saw for the very first time that my friends rated my mom higher than I did. On that summer afternoon, they made me realize how precious she really is. Years later, when we had an all-electric home, I thought about Mom standing over that hot stove, frying up bacon on that hot summer afternoon, and waiting for the biscuits to brown. I truly wonder if I appreciated all the hardships Mother went through for me during my childhood. When I think back over those sweet memories, I know why she was a treasure of my heart and always will be. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, the gift of our mothers. Thank you for giving us precious time and experiences. Lord, we thank you for blessing us with so many moms here in this service today that love and treasure their families and that long to have them know the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts. For preparing their families, for taking care of things every single day and making sure everybody has everything they need. Lord, we give you thanks for our moms. And we give thanks for you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. If we could have the offering of our gifts and tithes at this time. glorious God, may these gifts bring glory to you and grace to your world. May our lives and our ministry reflect your love, and may we spread your message of love throughout the world. Amen and amen. Our closing hymn is 445. Happy the home when God is there. Now go forth with joy, go forth with hope, go forth with Christ's love, leading the way in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing Blessed Be the Tie as we close. A wonderful day, a wonderful Mother's Day.